I heard whereas on the top of the Abhidhamma mountain, I thought you came along with me yesterday, but some of you maybe left behind. Some of you may be in the middle of the mountain, so you have to struggle to climb up. So what is important is to understand, you know, when I represent to you. So if you know them, since you are not, so there's something that you cannot catch, but by reading and reading, you know, you will make it up, you will understand. So now we come to page 156. There we have Abhinya Apana Vichits. So yesterday we talked about the jhana, no, Vichits. So we already discussed how to develop the mind, the mahakata, rupa jhanas, and how the vichits arise during the arising of this jhana. So we say if you can develop these nine jhanas in all the 10 kachinas, and if you make further practice in 14 ways described in Visuddhi Magga and other Buddhist canons, then you can gain supernormal power. There are five types of supernormal power given on page 156. Number one is the 8-vidya abhijnana, we say. So that comprises various divine powers. So by this power, you can create many forms. From being one, you can be many. And being many, you can be one. You can fly in the air. You can dive into the earth. You can go through walls and mountains. So you can walk on water. So you can do many, many miracles with this abhinya. Number two, the vidya srota abhinyana is the one ear by which you can hear sounds both heaven and human, far and near. So that means you can even talk to the devas and to the brahmas because you can hear what they talk. And number three is vidya chakhu abhinyana. We say divine eye. So by this power again, you can see, you know, all the things, the heavenly and human, far and near, hidden or exposed. And you can also see all the 31 planes of existence. And when you attain this Dibba Chakhu Abhijnana, you can easily develop two more associated with this one. We call yatha kamupaga abhinya. No, by that you can see the karma. No, the karma of various beings. No, the karma that give rise to their present existences. Like the good karmas that give rise to the devas, and the akusala karmas that give rise to the woeful people. And you can also see the future. No, we call it anagatamsa abhijnana. So you can develop that. You can see the future also. And number four is Paracitta Vijja Nana Abhijnana. Or you also call it Chito Priya Jnana. That is the ability to know others' minds, to read their intentions. And number five is Pubbe Nivasa Nusati Abhijnana. The ability, to know your past existences, your past existences in many, many world cycles. So these are the five abhijnanas. So now when you develop this abhijnana, how is the vichi? So now when you develop this abhijnana, how is the vichi that arises? So we give that on page 157 in the middle. The abhijnana vichi is of the form, we say, nadana pa unubho bhai. So that bhai stands for this abhinya, the sense of abhinya. So abhinya actually means spatial knowledge. It just means spatial knowledge. So it represents panya jidasika. The panya jidasika is the wisdom, you know that. So that wisdom is just a Chaitanya seeker. It has to associate with the fifth Rupa Vajra Jhana. So you have to develop the fifth Rupa Vajra Jhana first. You come out of this jhana, and then you make the wish or the wealth, what you want to be. What you want to be. You want to create, say, 1,000 forms, so you make a wish. Now let there be 1,000 forms of me. So, and then you develop this abhinya viti. So, in this abhinya viti, you have to see what you are going to create. So, because you fully believe that you can do it, so what you want to be, so you just visualize it. That would be the sense object that appears in the mind. So, if that appears in the mind, you get bhavinga chalana, bhavinga pachyeda, just like before. Two vibrating bhavingas, and then bhavinga stream is cut off. Then another dvara vachana will arise. So it apprehends that created form, it apprehends them and decides whether they are good or not. Then you get pa-unu-bhava. So you remember what the chaita, what would be that chaita? Pa-unu-bhava. So, since the fifth jhana is the upekha sahagata, one of the two upekha sahagata, jnana samyutta mahakusala chitta, will perform the functions of pa means prikama, preparatory, and upachara, proximity, nu anuloma, conformity, and go gudrabhu. Gudrabhu is, we say, you cut the lineage, the karma lineage, to form the exalted lineage. So after that, the fifth rupa vajra jhana will arrive, one, accompanied or associated by that spatial knowledge, abhinyana. So as soon as that abhinya citta arises, what you wish to create become into existence. So by that, you can exercise your supernormal power. Like when you want to dive into the earth, in that case you have to meditate on abhokasina, on water asina. You develop the fifth jhana just like here, come out of it, and then you make the wish. So when you have developed the water asina, everything in your vision is water. So, the earth appears just like water, so you can dive into it. When you want to go through walls or through mountains, so in that case, you have to practice on akasa kasina, akasa, space, akasa kasina. Then you develop this abhinya. So, when you come out of that akasa kasina, everything is just space. So, no hindrance. So, like the wall, to us they are the wall, but to him, no walls, just space, so he can walk through. Well, how wonderful. So, you want to try it? No, you can. Now, before the arising of the Buddha, there are very, very few people who can exercise these supernormal powers. But during the dispensation of the Buddha, there are many, many persons, especially the monks, who could develop this abhinyana. Even after, say, about 400 years of the Buddha passed away, so at that time, the Buddha teaching flourished in Sri Lanka. It flourished in Sri Lanka, and that great king, Duttagamani, he built that Mahachaitya, the big pagoda, Mahachaitya. So when they are going to hoist the umbrella, we call it, to that Chaitya. So the king invited the participants from the various countries. And there's a record in the Sasana, the records. They said 60,000 monks from Myanmar, they went today. No plane at that time, so actually they flew in the air. They flew through the air. They flew in the through the air. So Sri Lanka is quite a small country. So even now, you know, the population is just about, you know, about 15 million, not more than that. But before it might be less. But even, you know, with that population, the housewives, they complain about the month. Because when you have the rain like this, when their paddy get wet, you know, they try to, you know, to dry these paddies in the sun. But they will not get wet sun rays because so many months were flying in the sky. So, but you have only their shadows falling there. So the housewife have to complain. Oh, this month, no? They enjoy flying all the time. So we cannot dry our paddy. So even at the time of Dukha Kamani, no, in Sri Lanka they have trouble with the Tamils. No, Tamils, they are the immigrant from southern India. So they had trouble now. And they had trouble at that time too. So, no, at one time these Tamils, no, they were organized. And why the king was, no, at that time he was not heedful enough, he is not prepared. So when the Tamil, no, the army came, the king and all the other had to run away. So at that time, these Tamils, they are very, very cruel. So they kill the people. So the people have to run. No, so you have to abandon your house, your properties, everything. So you, no, you took your children and you have to run. So you can carry just one pot maybe, and a small amount of rice, something like that. So at that time, it would be very hard to get a proper meal. So it is harder for the monk because when, you know, the people, they can't cook, so they cannot donate to the monk. So the monks, you know, they found it very difficult to get the alms food at that time. Even if they got alms food, it was just cold rice, you know, leftover cold rice, only that. So in one place, you know, some monks and some novices, they were, you know, eating this cold rice without any curry. So they ate beside a small stream. So they take water from the stream, no? So they eat rice with that water. So one elder monk, he said, "Oh, our monks are very poor. It would be nice if I can change that water into butter." So he just, you know, developed a vinyana very instantly. Let that water be butter. So, well, he gave some notion to the novice. So the novice went to, well, to take a cup of water. "Oh, butter, butter!" The novice said. So the novice offered the monk so they could, you know, get the rice with the butter. But the next day began trouble again. So the monks, they went round for answers. "No, no food at all." So about 500 monks, they gathered in a monastery of an old monk there. So they asked the old monk, "Dear Dandi, where should we go to get alms food?" So that old monk with the pachacut, he looked over all over Sri Lanka, no place, no, where you can get food for 500 monks, no food. So where could they get them? Only if they go to Pataliputra. Now Pataliputra means the city where King Asoka, no, had the residence there. So that means, you know, many thousand miles there. So he asked the monk, "Okay, no, take your boat, let's go for Anzra." So they all follow him. So they walk just about half an hour or not more than 1 hour. So, no, they came to a big city, all with the wind, you know, the highways there. And the very, you know, grand houses, the housewife, oh, they came out, you know, with large trays of food. So they offer this food to these 500 monks. So the monks asked, you know, the elder Bandi, "Now, elder Bandi, what town, what city is this?" "This is Pataliputra." "Well, Pataliputra is so far from Sri Lanka. How could we come within 1 hour?" Well, some elder monk, no, they knew how how to narrow, or how do you say, the distance. You narrow the distance, shorten the distance. So they know how to shorten the distance. So they just, you just told them. But anyway, to come from Sri Lanka to the Indian continent, we have to cross, the sea channel there. So we need some ship to go, some boat at least to get across there. And we haven't crossed that channel. Well, you forgot. In one place, you stepped over a small bridge. Did you remember that? Oh, that small bridge is that channel. So, if you have a dinner, you can do like that. It would be very nice because if you get food for one person, you can multiply it for thousands of people. So in that case, it was very like super. There will be no food problem. So we just need someone to develop this opinion. Okay. I think we should go to the next then. No? So on page 158, we have Megha Apana Viti. So when you undertake insight meditation, so if you are successful, you'll be able to develop the Megha, Chaitya and Phala Chaitya. So how that would happen? So when you undertake insight meditation, so you contemplate on the ultimate reality. You have to look into your body to see the ultimate reality, that nama rupa, arising and dissolving. They are arising and dissolving very rapidly. So by looking at these psychophysical phenomena, they are arising and dissolving, so you reflect anicca, 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 that is impermanent, impermanent, not for some time. Then you take the unsatisfactory nature, because they are impermanent and they are dissolving. So it amounts to being tortured by this dissolution constantly. So that is suffering, we say. So dukkha, 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 you meditate for some time again. Then you take the nature of anatta, natsa. So anatta, anatta. So you do that. So alternately you do that. During that time, what would be your cognitive vidhi, cognitive series? What cognitive series would arise in you? What we have talked about, which one do you think? So such questions are important. So to know what I teach you, do you really know that? But many people come to ask me questions, no question like that. So we are talking about the waiting. So what waiting will arise at what time? So that would be quite important, huh? Okay. So what will be the waiting? You are taking the Chitta and Chitta-sikas arising and dissolving as impermanent, as impermanent. So where can that object appear among the six sense doors? Not in the eye. So it should be in the mind door. So you will have the mind door, cognitive series. Okay? So that mind door cognitive series, you do not attain the Megha and Phala yet. So during that time, what would be the jhana chaitya? Only kama jhana chaitya will arise. So you will have the iti on given on page 145. So just yesterday we talked about the kama jhana manodvara iti. So which would be the one you take? It should be number two again. It should be number two again. So number two, nadana, sananjana, just that, nodadalamana, I told you yesterday. So when you do the samatha bhavana, like to develop the jhana, before you get the jhana, this is the vichik that arises. We told you yesterday. And now also, when you do the insight meditation, so again, this will be your vichik arising. This will be your vichik. So that jhana would be Mahakusala Jnana Samyutta Chaitya. Okay? No? Now, when you attain the Megha, so the Viti described on page 158, will arise. So this retreat for Mandapanya, slow wisdom person, you get Naja Napa Unugro Mega. So yesterday we have jhana there. Instead of jhana, you just change into mega. The same thing, I mean, what I mean is this retreats of the same form, not like the jhana retreat, the same thing. Is that right? So instead of jhana there, you put in the mega there. So mega chaitta arises just once it arises. Soon after mega chaitta, you will have the pulsing chaitta. The pulsing chaitta, phala phala, arises twice. So after that, the viti is cut off, it terminates. So there, when the Buddha said, akaliko, this dhamma will bear fruit instantly. Without any lapse in time, is at this time. At this time, when you attain the mega. As soon as you attain the mega, you will get its fusion. The fusion means it's a resultant. The same thing, it's vipaka. It gives its vipaka, instantly. So you get two phala phala. Then it is cut off. So the mega which is finished. That means you have already attained the mega and phala. The first mega and phala. So you will be the first stage, noble person. You will call you Sotapanna. Sotapanna, Simbana. You will become Simbana. Now if you are a quick witted person, with quick wisdom, then you get the Tikhatanya. Nadana, you don't get Prikama. So you omit Prikama, you get Nupo. Those are, what do you call this chaitta? Upachara Samadhi Jhavana Chaitta. We call yesterday the same thing. Upachara Jhavana Chaitta. Then after the Prabhu, you get Mega, just like before, just like above. And after Mega, you get Tri Phala Chaitta. So this is for Tikha Panya person. So we have the description below. So this description will go very similar to the one we have for the jhana viti. Very similar. So you have to mention the sense object. What sense object is arising at this time? So please read it. When one of the three characteristics of existence enters the avenue of the mind door. Characteristics of existence mean anicca, dukkha, anatta. Three characteristics, one of them. Now enters the avenue of the mind door of a puttujana. Puttujana means whirling, whirling. Or one who is bound by all ten fetters. So I think your mic has, it's not normal like before, it's an echo. So we can carry on. So the puttujana is evolving. Is it okay, all right? Put your record. Hello, hello, hello. That is quite good. Only the volume, maybe. Okay. Just, if that is all right, it's okay. So whatever is better, it's all right. So it's would be all right with this? Okay. So let's go on reading again. When one of the three characteristics of existence enters the avenue of the mind of a puttujana, that is Wali, that is a person who is bound by all ten fetters or who has a lot of defilements. Now, these persons are called Wali, and we are Wali. Now, please go on. The light continuum vibrates twice and becomes arrested. That is for nada. Bhringa chalana, bhringu pachida. Then, observing and considering the characteristics of existence, mano dhara vachana na arises once. Then, one of the four jnana samyutta, maha kusala chaitas, observing the characteristics of existence, that is anicca, dukkha, etc., functions three times as prikama, upachara, anulona, And then observing Nibbana functions once more as Gatadu. So from this discussion, still too low, already too low, I think. So from this the description here, you please note that. Viparikama, Upachara, and Anulama. They took the characteristics of existence as their object. They observed the characteristics of existence. Whereas the Buddha Bhu observes Nibbana. We say observing Nibbana functions once more now as Buddha Bhu. So Buddha Bhu is Mahakusala Chaita. Though it is Mahakusala Chaita, it takes Nibbana as its sense object. So we observed yesterday when we talk about the Pratinaka, the ability of various chaita. So Mahakusala Jnana Samyuga Chaita. Now they can observe Nibbana. So this is the case. Now this is the time where Mahakusala Chaita, performing as Buddha, can observe Nibbana. Then please go on. So Tatana Mega Jarana arises once, observing Nibbana. Then, without any lapse in time, the fusion of the mega, that is Sotapatipala Chaita, functions twice as Apana Javana. Then the Linga Chaitas sing into life continuum, and the person comes of mega vities. If the person is of Pikapanya, Parikama is omitted, and Pala Javana occurs three times. So that is the description of that Viti process. Now you have to note some more on the other page. In the Abad Mega Viti, Prikama, Upachara, Anulama, and Gutrabu signify the following things. Pa stands for Prikama, that is preparation of Mega Chaita to arise. It makes the preparation so the Mega Chaita can arise. So in our jhana retreats, we get the similar meaning. Now at that time we say prikanga, it prepares the jhana chaita to arise. Here it prepares mega chaita to arise. Upachara, proximity of that mega. And anulama, adaptation or connection, it harmonizes the lower chaitas with the upper chaita. It's not good, no? I do not know what happens with you. It's not like the other day. And where the brother, the chaita that cuts the Putujana lineage to form the Ariya lineage. That is, Ariya here means holy. So, yesterday, good brother is given the meaning. Similar to this, but not the same. Now, what did we get good brother yesterday? The chaita that cuts the Karma lineage. To form the exalted lineage. Because you are coming from Kama Chaita to Mahagata Chaita. So we say you cut the Kama lineage to form the Mahagata lineage. But now we say it is the Chaita that cuts the Pusuchana lineage. Because up to that Chaita, Gurdabu, when up to that Gurdabu, this person is still evolving. He is still a Pusuchana. Now, after the Buddha Bhu, Mega Chaita arises. As soon as Mega Chaita arises, he becomes an immovable person. He becomes an immovable person, Ariya. So we say, it cuts the Putujana lineage to form the Ariya lineage. Now, once a person becomes an Ariya, that is, an immovable person, he is never reverted back to a Putujana again. So here's the difference again. Now when you get the jhana chaita, when you come out of the jhana, the bhringa chaita will flow on, we say. You get life continuum. So kama chaita will arise at that time. So that person is reverted back to the karma lineage when he is out of the jhana. So every time you enter the jhana, Buddha has always to cut the karma lineage to form the exalted lineage, but not here. Now you have to cut only once. Once you cut it, he becomes an Arya, a noble person. He will never be reverted back to a valley. So you don't have to cut anymore. No? So that means this same winner, even if he is reborn as a human being or as a deva, he will be reborn as a noble person. So no more is seen a Buddhijana. No more a Buddhijana. So that is it. So please go on. Thus, Buddha has to cut the Buddhijana lineage only once. So in later Magga and Pala Vijits, Vo, no, standing for Vodana, meaning purification, is inserted in the place of Godabu. So for higher Magga Viti, you don't use Godabu anymore. So instead of Godabu, you will use Vodana. Okay? So, since this person becomes a stream winner, after attaining the Sotapatti Magga and Pala, he can undertake insight meditation again. No, so you perform the same thing. No, you just watch the Chitta-Sika and Rupa arising and dissolving. So you reflect Anicca, Dukkha, Anatta again. Now, if you get the Magga Chitta again this time, same Viti, no, well, right. But this time, instead of Godhavu, what did you say? You have to put Vodhana. And instead of Sotapatti Magga, what would you have? You will have the higher, no, that is the Sakadagami Magga and Sakadagami Phala. No, well, all right. So he will become, we see, Sakadagami. He will become Sakadagami. We call him once returner. No, once returner, because he would be reborn just once in the karma sphere. But he could be reborn many times in the Brahma realm. If he wants to stay, he could be there. Okay? Now, the Sakadagami, the once returner, again undertake insight meditation, and if he gets the next Magga and Pala, so the same retreat, so here you will get Anagami Magga, Anagami Pala, and we call him Anagami. Anagami is non-returner. Non-returner means after he died from this existence, he will never be reborn in the sense sphere again. No, he will be reborn in the Brahma sphere. And from there, he will go to Nirvana. Now, again, that Anagami, if he strives on with the insight meditation, and if he attains the higher Magga and Pala, that is Arhata Magga and Arhata Pala, he will become an Arhat, no? An Arhat, a perfect person. So, there's no more existence for him. Okay, no? So the four Pala Viti, Magga Viti, they go in the same way. Now, after attaining this Magga Pala, no, you can enjoy Pala Samapatti, that is given on page 160. Pala Samapatti Viti. No? So, like those who attain the jhana, they can enjoy jhana Samapatti. Yesterday we talked about the jhana Samapatti. No? So those persons who attain all the nine jhana, we say yesterday, no, they could enter into the attainment of any jhana. So here Samapatti means attainment, we call it. So no, that jhana Samapatti means enjoying the jhana bliss. So if you wish, you can enjoy, no, for 1 day, 2 days, up to 7 days at a time. So the same thing here. Since you attain this phala, no, the phala chaita, you can enjoy this phala, no, phala, again. So when you want to enjoy, what did you do? What did you do? In the case of jhana, you have to reflect on the counter sign of the kasina. The same thing here. No, you have to reflect on the three characteristics of existence again. You just do anicca, anicca, dukkha, dukkha, anatta, anatta again, just like before. But at this time, no, as your concentration rises, so when you come to the right concentration, then you develop this phala samapatti viti. So we get the viti in the middle of page 160. So, na dhamma, So instead of girl, you have to use water now. And no mega cheetah, no what arrive again. So mega, they will arrive only one. And they perform their function. Actually, they eliminate, no, the defilement that they could eliminate. So they have never arrived again, that mega cheetah. Only their fusion, no, the phala cheetah will arise. So in this case, phala cheetah will arise many times. So that means if you enjoy the phala, no, samapatti for 1 hour. So during that 1 hour, this phala cheetah only will arise again and again continuously. Again, you can enjoy up to 7 days, no, if you wish to. So no, during those 7 days, only this phala cheetah will arise. Now, what is the object of phala cheetah? No, this phala cheetah, what object do they take? Nibbana. Remember, it's Nibbana. So they are taking Nibbana as the object and this cheetah arising. So during that time, you know only the jhana bliss. No other thing, just the jhana bliss. So that means you are enjoying the supreme jhana bliss. You can enjoy as much as you like in this very life if you attain any one of phala. And also there's a rule here, the sing winner, they can enjoy only the phala that they attain, that is sotapatti phala. And the ones returner, they will enjoy the sakadagami phala. And the non-returner, they will enjoy the anagami phala, and arahat will enjoy arahata phala. So they enjoy their respective fruition. Okay? So you know the retreat now. So we go to the last retreat now, no? On page 162. So we call it Niroda Samapatti retreat. So it should be the highest retreat maybe, no? So we get the meaning there. Niroda Samapatti means attainment of extension. Niroda means extension, and Samapatti means attainment. This retreat is developed to suspend temporarily all consciousness and mental activity following immediately upon the semi-conscious stage called sphere of neither perception nor non-perception. That is niva sanya, na sanya, yarana jhana. So, no, this is attainment of extinction. So during this time, your chitta, your chitta seeker would be extinct, would be extinct. And also, we say the chitta-jaya rupa. Now, the chitta-jaya rupa means the matter produced by chitta is also suspended, will not arise anymore. So during this attainment, this person will not be aware of anything because no chitta, no chitta. He will not be aware of anything. No? So he can also again stay for 7 days, no, if he likes. So, no? Would you say he is dead? Would you say he is dead? No, he is not dead. No, though Chaitanya Rupa is absent, the other three types of Rupa are arising in him. And especially this Kambaja Rupa, no, the Rupa produced by Kama is arising in him. So that Kamaja Rupa keeps him alive. It keeps him alive. So he is alive. So now how do they develop this the Niroda Samapatti? So we can read on. Only Anagami or Arahat who has mastered all the nine absorption that is jhana is able to develop the Niroda Samapatti Vichi. The procedure for developing the Niroda Samapatti Vichi is as follows. First of all, the person enters the Rupa Vachara first jhana, comes out of it, and meditates on the jhana components as to their characteristics of impermanence, suffering, and non-self. He repeats this procedure with the Rupa Vachara second, third, fourth, fifth jhanas And then also with the arupa vachara, first, second, third jhana. So, not to attain this samapatti, you have not to, you must not have developed all the nine jhana. So, when you end, you develop, you try to develop this nirodha samapatti, you first develop the patama, rupa vajra kusala patama jhana. You come out and on its jhana cycle, no, on that. Then you develop the second jhana, you come out again, you reflect on the jhana cycle as before. So you do this, you know, after you finish with all the five rupa vajra jhana, and then the three arupa vajra jhana. So you leave behind the left, you know, arupa jhana. So you keep it before. Now at this stage, what you do is, you make four resolutions, we say. No, that is, the four resolutions are given below. So what he do is, may I remain in Nirodha Samapatti for 1 hour, 2 hours, 1 day, 2 days, or 7 days. So however much you want to stay, you make the resolution there. No, and there is one requirement is, they have to come out of the Nirodha before they pass away. Before they pass away. They should not die in that state. So they knew their lifespan. So they know how much, you know, they should develop this samapatti. And number two, may my body, the things I'm using and the burden I'm living, be not harmed nor destroyed by any means. So he can demarcate the area as much as he likes. So he might say only my body and robe, or my whole, no, the kuti, the small monastery, or the whole compound. So he can, you know, demarcate any place. So after this revolution, while he was in the Nirodha Samapatti, no one can destroy him, can do harm to them. No, you cannot burn them. You cannot, you know, cut them with a knife. You cannot shoot them with a cannon. You cannot do anything to them. Okay. Number three, may I come out the Nirodha Samapatti as soon as Lord Buddha wishes to see me. That is in respect of the Buddha. No, though they make the resolution, no, to stay in the Samapatti for 7 days. But just after 1 day, the Buddha said, where is Sariputta? So let me be out of the, no, my attainment, and went to the Buddha. So this is what they meant. And number four, may I come out the Nirodha Samapatti as soon as the congregation of monks wishes my presence. And this is then also our respect for the congregation of monks. Now, the person develops the arupa vajra, fifth jhana. No, that is the highest jhana. And soon after the occurrence of niva sanya na sanya yarana cheta, is apana javana for two conscious moments. The state of, you know, the stream of consciousness is cut off. No chaita, no chaita seeker, and no chaita jarupa, that is corporeal reality formed by chaita, arise anymore. So, not only then they develop the lust, niva sanyana sanya yadana kusala chaita. And this chaita, no, it arises as jhana just for two times. Then the chitta sweep is cut off. No more chitta, no more chitta seekers, and no more chitta rupa. So, no, he will stay in the state as long as he has resolved to stay. So you can go on. The person will remain in the state of extinction of consciousness, its concomitants, and chitta rupa, till the end of the period, he has resolved to remain in Nirodha Samapatti. Though he does not breathe, eat, drink, or know anything, he is still alive. When he comes out of the Nirodha Samapatti, anagami phala chaita arises once as apana javana, if he is an anagami. Or arata phala chaita arises once as apana javana, if he is an arahat, then Govinda Chaitya sank into light continuum. So he becomes alive again. He becomes alive again. So, no, when you read these things, no, like when you sit for examination in Abhidhamma, no, so what they would like to ask you is, how many times the Niva Sanyana Sanya Yarana Jana arise before Nirodha attainment? Now, when you are out of the Nirodha attainment, what is the first chitta that arises? You know that. No? Those are the things you should know. These are the things you should know. Now, when they come up after Nirodha, after 7 days, so they need food at that time. No, during the time of the Buddha, Sariputta, Mahamoggallana, and Mahakasapa, especially, no, they develop this Nirodha Samapatti very often. If they have one time to spare, they would not enjoy one hour. No, they would develop this for 1 hour. So when they have some more time, they have some more time, say up to 7 days. So they would develop up to 7 days. So there might be the question, why did they develop this very often? Whenever they have a chance to do, they would develop it. Oh, why? So what would be your answer? So you don't answer me when I ask you. But you expect me to answer every question that you ask me. So, no, because this must be very peaceful. No, this must be very peaceful. It is not similar to Nibbana. When you actually attain Nibbana, we say both Chitta and Rupa all are extinct. No, they are extinguished. Now, about half, more than half, are being extinguished. So it is something very similar to Nibbana bliss, and that might be the reason they develop this Palasamapatti or Nirodha Samapatti very often. Now, after 7 days in the Nirodha Samapatti, when they came out from there, they need food at that time. So, they would go to some person, and before they go, they usually have a look with their dipachaku. They have a look. Now, who would have the chetana, the volition, to offer food to them? And they have food with them to offer. And usually, by going to collect food from that person, he is actually honoring that person. It is honoring that person. So when the Buddhist man, they went around, so with arms, collecting arms, so somebody said it is begging. It's not begging. No, they don't beg from any of you. No, it gives you, they give you the chance to donate. And that is for your welfare. No, if you can donate it, with good, the sadha, so the benefit will be very great. That is your benefit. But if you don't want it, you don't donate it. No, it gives you, they give you the chance to donate. And that is for your welfare. No, if you can donate it, with good, the sadha, so the benefit will be very great. That is your benefit. But if you don't want it, you don't donate it. So, like in the Buddhist country, when the monks go around, so it is actually very noble job. No, it's not a very noble job. It's not begging. No, it's not begging. The same thing here. No, at this time, when they were out of Nirodha, their mind is very pure. No, very, very pure. And they need food very much at that time. So at that time, if you can offer, very keen, volition, then you will become a very rich person in 7 days, within 7 days. So usually, these venerable persons, they used to honor only the poor. They would go only to the poor. Now, if there are some poor people, who could offer? So at one time, when Sariputta, he emerged from this Nirodha Samapatti. So he had a look first. And in the Savatthi, the poorest couple was known as Kakavaliya. The Kakavaliya couple, West, not the poorest. They don't have a proper house, but just some palm leaves, not just you put that in, that is their place. And no mat to sleep on, but they have the whole earth to sleep on. No? As a barrett, we say. So, no, their fortune is not very small, because you have the whole earth to sleep on that. No, quite great. But no pot, no, even no water pot. No water pot, no mat. So they were so poor that. So the lady Kaka, no, she would go to several houses, try to do, no, the housework there, and they would give her some rice. No, so they have to boil that rice and eat that together. And even that boiled rice, they could eat only one meal a day. So that day, no, Sariputta saw them. Oh, it is time to honor them. So they were about to eat, no, their very delicious food, no, for them. It is a great dinner for them, no? So it is hot, no, the boiled rice, we call yagu. You call it yagu, right? So they were about to eat it. Only at that time, Sariputta appeared in front of them. They recognized Sariputta. So, no, Mr. Kaka said to his wife, "Oh, this is the venerable Sariputta. No, we like to donate food to him, no, many times, but we didn't have the chance. No, when we saw him, we didn't have anything to donate. When we had something to donate, we didn't see him. But now we saw him and we have something to donate. Okay, if you agree, let us donate." "Okay, we agree." So Lady Kaka went to Sariputta and offered the food to Sariputta. And the rule the Buddha made over the monks are very admirable. Now the Buddha said, "Now when you collect, you know, some offering from people, you watch the people. No, whether they are very generous or not. If they are not very generous, don't take much from them. Just take a little bit. Otherwise, they won't offer you again if you take much. No? Now, even though they are very generous, if they have very little food, don't take all. You just take half." No, very good advice. So after Mrs. Kaka, no, put the boiled rice half. No, half the house. Sariputta said, "That's enough, no, stop." So he tried to stop. But she said, "Oh, no, the boiled rice is just for one person. Now, no, please honor us. No, do us honors. Not only for one existence, but for the whole, no, the, no, samsara, for the whole samsara." So only then the Sariputta, no, accepted the food. So after donating the food, the couple, they were very, very happy, no, because they had the chance. And Sariputta, he wants to multiply, no, the virtue of this food. So he went back to Jetavana Monastery and offered this food to the Buddha and 500 monks. So you would say, how you could do it? Again, that abhinyana. No? So that abhinyana, you just pour into their bowl, no, the Buddha's bowl, and other monks both. So when he offered that, no, he offered in abundance, because he could multiply it. So the Buddha and the 500 monks, they took food only once a day. Now they have that yagu, the boiled rice, finished for them for the day. So they won't think like that, "Oh, it's just boiled rice. We should better go and get some good curry." No, they don't do that. No, very nice, no? So the couple, so they were very happy, but when it becomes almost noon, they become very hungry because they have eaten nothing. So they, you know, they consulted with each other, "Well, let's go to the Buddha's monastery. We used to go before when we have nothing to eat, so let's go today." So when they went today, they didn't know the Buddha and the monks took their food today, only their food. But when Sariputta offered to this Buddha and the monk, he offered in abundance, so there are many yagus left over. They put it in a big, you know, in a big pot there. So the two couple, you know, the couple, they could eat there, Yaku, again for 2 days, 4, 2 days, 4. So just 7 days. After 7 days, they received many golden thoughts and they became among the richest person. So be sure to donate when someone not stop in front of your house. So with that, we finish the meeting now. So there's some more, a little particular things. So we would see at that on page 164 there, we say vipaka niyama. So niyama in Pali means the law. As vipaka chaita are the resultants of karma, that is actions, they arise in meetings regularly according to the karma, just as the image appears in the mirror in accordance with the person in front of the mirror. So you should look at this viti here. In this viti, the cognitive series, or cognitive, yes, it's good cognitive series. So we have kusala and akusala chetas in the javana, as the javana. So, and the others are the vipaka chetas and kariya chetas. So among these, pancha dwara vachana and vatthapana, which is mano dwara vachana. So the two are vachana. They are the kariya chetas. They are kriya chaita. And all the remaining ones are vipaka chaita. Like the chakku vinyana, sota vinyana, samvadechana, samtirana, and the dalamana. They are vipaka chaita. So these vipaka chaita, they arise according to the karma that give rise to them. So when you are observing unpleasant thing, unpleasant sense object, we say according to Abhidhamma, it's due to your the bad karma. You have to observe this, the disagreeable thing. So during that time, only akusala, vipaka chitta or resultant chitta must arise. Okay? So when you observe the agreeable or pleasant thing, it is due to your kusala karma. So at that time, the kusala, vipaka chitta will arise. So this is the law, the law of niyama. So we say it is similar to the reflection in the mirror. If a beautiful lady stands in front of the mirror, so we will have a very beautiful reflection inside in the mirror there. If the lady is not good looking, she cannot wish her reflection to be beautiful. You can do it, you could not do that. So the mirror will give the true the features. Now, in the case of jhana, it is different. It does not depend on the karma. It depends on your reflection. These are the jhana chaita. They depend on your reflection. So we say, at the last paragraph of that vipaka niyama, under the vipaka niyama, if you look at the fourth paragraph there, kusala and akusala jhavanas do not occur regularly as vipaka chaitas. Yoniso manasikara, that means wise reflection, leads to the arising of kusala javanas. Whereas yoniso manasikara, unwise reflection, gives rise to akusala javanas. So that's what we should note. Now the next topic is frequency of karma javana. So among the various vrittis we have seen, now, how many times the karma jhana arises in those vrittis? So they are going to give some statistics here. So I think we should read the two paragraphs here. Normally, karma jhana arises 7 times in the vritti. But in young babies and unconscious persons, the hadyavatu is weak, and accordingly, karma javana arises 6 or 5 times in a vritti. So here they say, the javana chitta normally arises 7 times. In certain cases, like when the person is unconscious, or in young baby, And that time, because their Hadiawatu is weak, the Hadiawatu, the heart beat, where they arrived there. So at that time, the Jhavana Chitta can be 6 or 5 times. And the next paragraph, in Marana Sanna Viti. No, Marana Sanna means near death. No, near death. Viti. Which occurs at the time of dying. Kama Jhavana occurs only 5 times. So, for such thing, you can read on. Then we can go to the next topic, frequency of Apana Jhavana. And most of the statement here you have already seen. Please read the first 2-3 paragraphs here. In all the Rupa Vajra Jhavana or Jhana and Arupa Vajra Jhana Viti, the corresponding Apana Jhavana occurs only once in the person who attains this jhana for the first time. So when you first get the jhana chaita arises only once. Now, in order to enter the aesthetic absorption corresponding to that jhana, he can develop jhana samapatti, which is in which apana jhavana occurs repeatedly many times. In abhinya apana viti, which we have just seen, the rupa vajra kusala fifth jhana arises once, functioning as abhinya jhavana. In an arahat, the rupa vajra kriya fifth jhana arises once as abhinya jhavana. So you know that, you know, for non-arahat, the kusala chitta arises, and for arahat, the vipa kriya chitta will arise. Again, in megha apana viti, the corresponding megha jhavana arises only once, followed by either 2 phala chaitas as apana jhavana in a person of slow wisdom, or 3 phala chaitas as apana jhavana in the person of quick wisdom. So this you have already seen actually. So let's go to the next topic again. We say procedure of padalamana. Padalamana, no, there is registration, no, padalamana. So there's it must be here. The registration occurs only in karma person when they are observing karma sense objects with karma jhavana vara viti. And that I told you yesterday. No? The conditions for the dalamana to arise. No? You have 3 things, no, to be satisfied. So they arise only in karma person. Only when they observe karma sense objects, and only at the time when karma jhavana arising, only then you can get the padalamana. So in the jhavana, in the, not the jhana viti and megha viti, etc., no, the padalamana will arise. No. Now, again here we say, generally, upikha jhavana or domanasa jhavana is followed by upikha dadalamana, whereas somanasa jhavana is followed by somana jhavana dadalamana. So that means after jhavana chitta here, you get dadalamana chitta. So normally, no, the jhavana and the dadalamana, they must agree in feeling. So if the jhavana chitta is a somanasa, the dhyalamana should also be somanasa. If the jhavanas are upikha, the dhyalamana should also be upikha. Now, when you have dosa mula chaita, no, when you are angry, you will have dosa mula chaita as jhavana chaita. Then, after that, what the dhyalamana could follow? Remember the dhyalamana, 11, no? 11 chaita, these 3, and the 8 mahavipaka. So you have only upikha in the Mahavipa. Here you have only upikha and somanasa. No, so after domanasa, you remember somanasa cannot follow. No, domanasa and somanasa, just like fire and water, they cannot mesh together. So after the domanasa, you can have only upikha. No, upikha padalamana. For detail, we give you below, so that is not important, I think. If you know about this much, it will be all right. And the next topic, Aganta Aga Agantuka, bowinga. Now, Agantuka means the guest, the guest bowinga. Now, how this happened? You just listen to me. For example, if I was born with Somanasa Mahavipaka Chitta, if I was born with the Mahavipaka Somanasa Chitta, then my Bhavanga Chitta would also be the Chitta, the same Chitta, not the same Chitta. So now I was angry with my wife because food, she said is not good. And after my Domanasa, the Jhavana Chitta, now, say at that time, not Mood Badalamana arises, Bhavanga Chitta will arise. It's the case when you don't have Badalamana. So soon after the Jhavana, you get Bhavanga Chitta, right? In Mahanta Ramana, this is Api Mahanta. If you have the Mahanta Ramana, after the Jhavana, you get what? You get no Badalamana there. After the Jhavana, you get Bhavanga. Now, if after my Dosa Mula Chitta, now Bhavanga Chitta must arise now. But my normal Bhavanga is Somanasa Bhavanga. No, my Bhavanga is Somanasa Bhavanga. Now this Jhavana is Domanasa. So Domanasa and Somanasa cannot be matched. No? So in that case, my regular Somanasa Bhavanga cannot arise. No, cannot arise. So it is a dilemma, you might say. No? So it must arise, but it cannot arise. So in that case, we say a guest, a guest Bhavanga, that is Agantu Bhavanga, would come in, would come in. In this case, they say the Upika Sandhyana. Now this Upika Sandhyana will function as a guest Bhavanga. No? Taking the sense object that we usually, we are usually familiar with. So, the Upika, they can match with the Somanasa as well as with the Domanasa. So by putting in one Upika, so you solve the problem. So at that time you will have Agantuka Bhavanga Chitta arising. Then the next topic is Bhumi and Chitta. That you should know. Well, let's read. The Bhumi means planes of existence. In Kama plane, 80 Chittas, with the exception of 9 Mahagata Chitta, may participate in the Viti. The 9 Mahagata Chitta functions as rebirth consciousness, life continuum, and death consciousness in the respective Brahma planes. Well, we discussed yesterday the number of Viti Chittas in the sense sphere. So, what is the number? 80. No, this is the one, the 80. We say, the only the 9 Mahagata Chitta. Now, since they perform only Patisandhi Bhavanga Chukti function, and when they function this, they do not arise in any doors, and so they don't participate in their Viti. So we say they never be involved in our Viti. So the number of Viti Chitta in the Kama sphere would be 89 minus 9. You get 80. Now, what would be the Viti Chitta in the Rupa plane? So the next, paragraph there. In Rupa plane, 2 Gana Vijnana Chitta, 2 Jiva Vijnana Chitta, and 2 Kaya Vijnana Chitta, they cannot arise in the Brahma. I told you again yesterday, because they don't have Gana Vatu, Jiva Vatu, and Kaya Vatu. And because of that, these 6 chaitas cannot arise in the Rupa Brahma. And then we continue. 8 Mahavipaka chaitas cannot arise in this Brahma, because this 8 Mahavipaka chaita, now they are the Patisanti, Bhavanga, and Chuti chaita for human beings and deva. So they arise only in human beings and deva, not in the Brahma. Now these are our, the Bhavanga Chitta and rebirth consciousness. Then we can go on. And 2 Domanasa Chitta also cannot arise in the Brahma. Now that also I told you. Now this Domanasa Chitta is too hot. As soon as they arise in the Brahma, they tend the Brahma to death. so they don't have this chitta. And the four arupa vipaka chitta. Again, you should know that. Not the four arupa, the arupa vipaka chitta. No, they would function only pati, santi, boinga, and chukti for arupa brahma. So they are concerned only with arupa brahma, not with the rupa brahma. No, for the rupa brahma, you have the rupa vipaka chitta. No? So altogether, 20 chitta cannot arise in the brahma. So what is the number of chitta that arise in the brahma? 89 minus 20, there will be 69, no? If you just count in the brief method. So you get 69. Now again, no? Now out of this 69 chittas, the five rupa vipaka chittas do not take part in the vitis, thus only the remaining 64 chittas will participate in vitis. Okay? No? The five rupa vajra vipaka chittas, no, they are included in this Mahakata Vipaka Chaita. They perform only this function and they do not take part in Vichi. So when you count the number of Vichi Chaita, 69 minus 5, you get 64. Now, in the next paragraph, in Arupa planes, the 42 Chaitas, which may or may not depend on Hadyavatu for their arising, as mentioned in the Pakinaka section, that also yesterday we have seen, no? The 42 that sometimes depend on Hadyavatu and that sometimes do not depend on Hadyavatu. So these 42 chaita, no? 42 chaita together with 4 arupa vipaka chaitas, totally 46 in all, may arise in arupa brahma. So the number of chaita that can arise in arupa brahmas is 46. And what is their vichichaita? The number of their vichichaita? Well, you just read on and you get the answer. But, so you understood now, no? Why did you get 42? Why did you get 42? So you have to subtract the 4 arupa vipaka chaitas again. No, this, the 9 vipaka, the pahagata vipaka chaita. They perform only this function and they don't take part in the witi. So, now we get this. Now, we go to the next topic again, Pukala Veda. Classification of individuals. So, Pukala means person or individual. There are 4 types of Pudujana, the worldlings, and 8 types of Ariya Pukala, that is noble individuals. So, you should be familiar with these, no, 12 types of person. So these are, you should note. Now, we have 4 kinds of Pudujana. What are they? Dogati, just read the name first. Dogati, ahi tuka pukala. Sukati, ahi tuka pukala. Dhi, he tuka pukala. Ti, he tuka pukala. And we have 8 ariya, no, person, ariya pukala. 4 megatha persons. First, please read. Sotapati megatha, Sagadagami megatha, Anagami megatha, Arata megatha. And 4 palatha persons. Sotapati palatha, Sagadagami palatha, Anagami palatha, Arata palatha. Now we give you the meaning of these persons. Now the first person. Now that number 1 above, you call Dukati Ahituka person. So we explain now. Dukati means woeful course of existence. Why Sukati means happy course of existence. So Dukati Ahituka person refers to persons in Apaya, that is the 4 lower worlds, namely the animal world, the ghost world, the demon world, and the hell, in Pali we call Nirya. So these are the 4 woeful abodes. No, we call in Pali Apaya, because they are devoid of happiness. No, no happiness, so we say Apaya. So, no, those Apaya people, that is woeful people, they are known as Dogati Ahetuka. So Dukkha means woeful. No, Ahetuka means they don't have no roots. No, when they born, their rebirth consciousness has no roots. That means Ahetuka. And Pukala means person. Okay? Now, you go on with the next. Sukati Ahetuka Pukala refers to person who are rejected, blind, or deaf by birth in the human world. And Chatur Maharajika Deva abode. So that's number two person. Now Sukati means they are. Sukati means the blissful or happy. The Ahetuka means no roots. And Pugala means person. So they refer to retarded human beings and retarded Chatur Maharajika Deva. No, they are the Deva. We also call them the upbound Deva, who has no place to live on. There are many Devas like that, just like human beings. No, some of them do not have any place because the abodes are occupied. All the trees are occupied. So when they have very little power, they cannot get into the tree. So those a little powerful, Deva, they won't allow them to get into this. No, you don't go, you don't win. So, just like human beings, like the rich people, they like to occupy big land, big houses, and they wouldn't allow other people to come in. The same thing with Deva. So, we have this type of people, Sukati Ahetuka Pugala, both in the human beings and the upbound Deva. And the next, you can go on the next. The Dihetuka Pugala refers to human beings and Deva, who are born with jnana vipyuta, maha vipaka chetas, which lacks wisdom. These persons cannot attain jhanas and nectars in the present life, however much do they try. They may, however, become tihetuka pugla in the next life as the result of their meditation efforts in the present life, and then attain jhanas and nectars easily if they will meditate again. Well, that's quite encouraging. So remember this Mahavipaka Chaita. No, they are not just like here, three Sandhi Bhuinga and Chuti. No, Chuti Chaitas for human beings and the Deva. So the Dhihetuka persons were born with Jnana Vipyuta, Mahavipaka Chaita. And then the Tihetuka would be born by jnana sambhayuta mahavipaka chaita. So you know that. So we can the next paragraph on page 169, we just read the third paragraph there. The four megatha persons, and the four palatha persons are tihetuka pukala, because only tihetuka person can attain megha and phala. So they must be Tihetuka person. And the Megatha persons lust for just one conscious moment while they are realizing the corresponding Meganyanas. After the Meganyanas, they become Phalatha person. So in the Megaviti, we have just seen. So you have Mega Chaita arise just one. Now soon after Mega, you get Phala Chaita. So only while that Mega Chaita arises, this person is called a Megatha person. So that Megatha person, he can exist only for one Chaitakana. No, one Chaitakana is too short, no? So we cannot see him. No, as soon as he arises, he becomes, as soon as the Phalatha Chaita arises, he becomes a Phalatha person. So we can observe only the full Phalatha person, not the full Megatha person. But the full Megatha person, they exist. No? But they don't exist long enough for us to see them. And those four Phalatha persons that we call them, the Streamrunner winner, the once returner, non-returner, and the Arahat, no? We call them. Okay, now you know all the 12 persons now. Now the next topic is Pugala and Chaita. The chaitas that can arise in the various persons are given in the following table. So it is quite interesting here again. So on the left-hand column, you get the pugala, the person. Now, in the kama bhumi, in the rupa bhumi, and arupa bhumi. So we have the topic. Now, let's go to the first person. The dogati ahetuka person. So you remember, these are the woeful person. Now, what are the chaita that can arise in them? So we say there, all the 12 akusala chaitas will arise in them. And then, ahetuka chaitas, you have to hasi tukada accepted. So, of the 18 ahetuka chaita, only hasi tupada cannot arise in them. So the rest are, the eye consciousness, ear consciousness. So these are the chaita that are involved in cognizing the five senses. So they must arise, in this woeful person. Okay? The hasi tupada can arise only in arahat. In arahat. Now, the next line is mahakusala chaita. All the eight can arise, they put in here. So you get the total chaita to be 37. So in the examination, sometimes they ask you, now what are the chaita that can arise in a dog or in a cat? No? So what would be the woeful goat? So the number of chaita in a woeful goat, that is a theta, would be the same. And for a person in hell, would be the same. And you may ask you, can all the eight Mahakusala chaita arise in a dog? What would you say? Of course, it may not, they may not arise in every dog, but they can arise in some dogs. Because some dogs are very, very, they are very intelligent. You use the dogs to detect the narcotics and to lead the blind. And the female dog, they feed their infants, they protect their young pup. So that Mahakusala chaita feeding, so the female dog, the pitch, they were so thin. They seem they had very little food to eat. But they try to feed, their young one. So it's a mitra, there's a mitra. So the animals, they have the mitra there too. So Mahakusala chaita can arise in them. Okay. Now let's go to the next person. Sugati ahetuka person. Retarded person. Retarded person. And the dvihetuka person. So the chaita arise in them are the same. Now what are they? So the first three lines is just like above. The 12 Akusala chaita, 17 ahetuka chaita, and 8 Mahakusala chaita. So you add 4 more now. There is 4 Mahavipaka Jnana Vipyuta chaita. Altogether, 41 can arise in them. So we say, continue in chat number 10, attached at the back of this book. So you have to turn to the back of the book to go to the continuation of that chat. So the last chat, table of Pugala and Chaita, continued from table on page 180. So we go to the next person now. Now the Tihetuka Uchachana, the rolling person. Now, the number of Chaitas, 12 Agusala, 17 Ahituka, 8 Mahavipaka, just the same. Now you have all the 8 Mahavipaka. That means you have 4 additional Jnana Samyutta Mahavipaka Chaita. Those you add 4 more. So it becomes 45. Now, and there's a footnote there. You must add the Kusala Jhanas, which the respective persons attain. Now, this Tihetuka person, they can develop all the 9 Kusala Jhana. That is the 5 Rupa Vachara Kusala and the 4 Arupa Vachara Kusala. If they attain all the 9 Jhana, you must add 9 more. So let's go down. Let's leave behind the Rupa Bhumi. If you are interested, you can study them. Because we say in the Rupa, you have to omit those 20 chaita, that do not arise in them. Now let's go down. When you become a Sotapanna, Sotapanna means the sin winner. So in the Srimanga, the Vichi and Vichi culture has been eliminated by Sotapati Mega. So Vichi Gata Samyutta Chaita, the four Loga Mula, Vichi Gata Samyutta Chaita were not arise in them. And also this Moha Mula, the Vichi Gata Samyutta Chaita were not arise in them. So you have to subtract this five. So we say, of the 12 Akusala, only 7 Akusala Chaita will arise in them. 4 Lova Mula Vijikata Sambhuta and Vijikata Sambhuta should be accepted. Then the sending Ahiduka Chaita as before, and 8 Maha Akusala, 8 Maha Vipata, just like above, the sending, the Tihiduka person. So you have to add one more. There is Sota Pati Palatha Chaita that he can enjoy. So altogether you have 41 chaita. When you go down to Sakadagami, S in Sotapanna, so the number of chaita the same as above, 41. So instead of Sotapati Palatha, you must have now Sakadagami Palatha. Okay, you have to change only that. Now, when you go down again, Anagami. Now, when you come to Anagami, this Anagami, the one in Loritana, we say, in them, the dosa has been eliminated. No dosa, no anger, no fight, no fear in this Anagami. So one thing to test whether he is Anagami or not is whether he has some fear in him. So some people try to test it. So we don't do again to subtract the two dosa mula chaitas now. So what we do here, so in the Anagami, only 5 Akusala Chaita will arise because two dosa mula has been subtracted from the 7 above. So the rest are the same. So you have Anagami Palatha instead of the Sotapati Palatha. So instead of 41, you get now 39 because you subtract the 2 dosa mula chaita. Again, this person, they can develop all these 9 jhana. So if they have the 9 jhana, you must add to them. Now, when you come to arhat, so in the arhat, no more lopa dosa moha, so no akusala chaita. No akusala chaita. In the case of ahituka, half sipa tupada can also arise, so all the 18 will arise. So if you enumerate the chaitas in them, you have 18 ahituka, and then 8 maha vipada. Now this Mahavipada, they serve as the light continuum, so they must have. And then Mahakusala will not arise. Instead of Mahakusala, you will have Mahakariya and Arathapala, 1. So altogether 35. Now you should also add the Kariya Jhana Chaita that attain. So they can attain the 9 Kariya Jhana Chaita. So with that we finish with this chapter now. So I think it's good we can go to the next chapter a little bit. We have about half an hour. So we have to put up a new chat. So will you please help us with a new chat now? So you just relax for a couple of minutes. Yes. I think that. So chapter 5 is about reaching work. Reaching mode means reaching mota chaita. The 19 reaching mota chaita, this 19. So in the reaching chapter, we talk about the reaching chaita. So in this chapter, we talk about this reaching mota chaita. Reaching mota chaita, we say. So dwara remote and reaching remote chaita. Now, since this chaita, they function as patisanti. So the planes of existence are also involved here. So to show where the rebirth has taken place. So since the planes of existence are involved, so this chapter is also called Bhumi. Bhumi means the planes of existence. So the topic we are going to discuss in this chapter are fourfold, given at the bottom of the page. So there you can see, Chatukka means a group of four. Please look at the second topic there, four Chatukka. Chatukka means a group of four. the fourfold sutta, that will be dealt with in this chapter, Bhumi Chaturka, the four planes of existence. Patisanti Chaturka, the four modes of rebirth. Kama Chaturka, the four kinds of action. And Maranupati Chaturka, fourfold advent of death. So this should be interesting, I think. So we go to page 172, the four planes of existence. Now the plane of existence, Bhumi, is the place where living beings come into existence, go around for a living, and finally die. So the four planes of existence are 1. Apaya Bhumi, or Kama Dukati Bhumi. So this is the plane of misery, not the plane of misery. Apaya, we just have seen, this is a woeful, not the woeful plane. Kama Dukati, so you have already seen that, Kama. No, Kama, they enjoy the sense pleasure. Dukati means woeful. So, the woeful play. And number 2 is Kama Sukati Bhumi. So, Kama, again, they enjoy this, the sense pleasure. But, Sukati means they have a happy course. A happy course. So, actually, Kama Sukati represents the human play and the devil. And the Kama Dukati play, they represent the full apaya abode, the full woeful abode. Now we go to number 3, Rupa Bhumi is plane of fine material. That is for the Rupa Brahmas, and Arupa Bhumi is material. That is for the Rupa Brahmas, and Arupa Bhumi is the plane of non-material. So we are going to elaborate each Bhumi below. Now what what planes belong to Apaya Bhumi? Among these, the Apaya Bhumi is again fourfold, namely Nirya, hell, or woeful state. Tirachana, animal kingdom. So the animal world is Tirachana. Pita world is a happy ghost. And the host of Asura, the demons. So Apala means devoid of happiness. Kama Dukati means enjoy sense pleasures, but miseries abound. So these are the four Apaya Bhumi, you should be familiar with, because you have been to this place many times. So the Buddha said, these four, the woeful abodes, are the permanent homes of most living beings. So don't worry, they are your permanent homes too. So the people come to human abode, are the permanent homes of most living beings. So don't worry, they are your permanent homes too. So the people come to human abode just for a visit. So after that, most of the people would go back to the Apaya abode. So the Buddha said, Saka Griha. Sabbi Saka Griha. Sajika. Saka Griha. Sajika. At all. So, for most living beings, the four Apaya abodes are their permanent home, they say. So we should be careful of that. Now let's go to the Kama Sukati, plane. There is the sense pleasures abound, the Kama Sukati. And they comprise the Kama Sukati Bhumi, consists of the human realm and the 6 Deva realms. So you get the 7 planes there. And the Rupa Bhumi. Rupa Bhumi consists of 3 first jhana plane, 3 second jhana plane, 3 third jhana plane, and 7 fourth jhana planes, totally 16 planes together. And Arupa Bhumi, they consist of 4 planes. They are named as the Arupa Jhana. So you call the first one Akasanam Chayarana Bhumi, the realm of infinite space. Akasananja means the infinite space. Vinyananja yarana bhumi, the realm of infinite consciousness. Atunchanya yarana bhumi, the realm of nothingness. And nirasanya nasanya yarana bhumi, the realm of neither perception nor non-perception. Now, what are the total number of planes? So, if you count all the separate planes, we get Four upaya planes, seven karma subhuti planes, that makes up 11 karma planes. Then we have 16 rupa planes, and four are rupa planes, so making 31 planes in all. So these 31 planes, no? When we talk about the chaitas, we classify them into three spheres there. So we say the karma sphere, the rupa sphere, and the arupa sphere, no? So the karma sphere is now divided into two bhumi. So the woho apaya bhumi, the woho plane, and the karma sukati bhumi, the union and riva plane. So if you divide it in two, you get four planes instead of three. So but no, they amount to the same thing. So you are just classifying in two ways. Now, the next topic is situation or location. No, location of the bhumi. The human realm, the animal realm, and the preta realm, and the asura realm exist on the surface of the earth. These realms are not separated, but the beings move about in their own world. So we have a chart on this bhumi here. According to this chart, so this is the surface of the earth. So on the surface of the earth, we have the human realm, the animal realm, the preta, no, the woeful ghost, and asura, the demon. So there are actually four realms exist on this earth, on the surface of the earth. They are not separated. Just mix up. So they go in their own world. We could see only human beings and the animals. So, which is the number of humans and the animals? Which is greater? So the number of animals, they exceed the human number by many times. They can multiply very fast, very, very fast. Like when they do the fish, they like to raise fish. So in a big pond, they say you have to put in just the six female fish and one male fish. So in 1 year they will fill up. The whole big pond will fill up. The same thing with the lobster. So they can multiply very fast. Very fast. Yes. So so the among the creature, the number of animals, they exceed the number of human by many times. Now, this we like to say, this is our human world, that the earth belongs to us. We are the rulers of the earth, we would say. But in your house, you may have, say, five family members in house. How many the animals are there? So you have many lizards, cockroaches, ants, mosquitoes, and the rats, the cats. So they say that's your home. So as you say, it is my home, they say that is their home. So you have to repair the home, but they don't need to repair, they live there. So even in your stomach, we say there are 80 kinds of the worms exist in your stomach. So they live in your stomach. They eat the choice food that you eat. And they breed in your stomach. So who is the real ruler? So, and about the preters and the demon, since we cannot see, we might not believe. The preters and the demons, they exist. You may not believe because you cannot see them. So you can develop the jhana. Now, if you can develop the jhana, even you attain the first jhana, you can see the preters and the demon. So then you will be convinced. So the number of preachers, again many, in every nook and corner in the back of your houses. So there are many of them. Some are very small ones, just the size of your thumb. Some are quite big, some are thicker than you. So they are the ghosts that you say. They really exist. And the demons, they are more miserable. So sometimes they live for the whole world cycle without the chance to eat even one grain of rice. So they are very, very miserable. So they are actually far away from the human abodes, they say. So all the four, no, the four realms, they exist. Now when you go down below the earth, you have the eight niryas, we say the hells we call, the eight niryas. So you have the names, their name, Sanjiva Nirya, Enkala Sutra, Sanghata, Rorua, Maharorua, Tapana and Mahatapana, and then Avicii, Avicii, there are eight great hells, we say. So these great hells are shown to be in the shape of a square. So you have four sides, and on each side, they have four minor hells. No, they have four minor hells, like the ancient kingdom. No, you have the four, no, like the moats and some like that. So also they have four minor hells. So we say the four apaya abodes, no, and four minor niryas in each front. So total minor niryas would be, so on one side you have four minor hells. So since there are four sides in each, no, in each of the hell, so you get four into four. So for each niriya, you get the total minor hell is 128. And you may be interested for those four minor hells. So we say, now, in each front, the four minor niriyas in each front are filled with the sewage swamp, the hot ash. So the sewage swamp there, those willful people, they have to swim in those sewage where they have very big maggots. The big maggots will eat them, so they will be very miserable. So this hot ash will be very hot. So these willful people have to run. They have to run because so hot. They have been running on this hot ash, the sea of hot ash. Then when they find the thorny tree, they would climb up the thorny tree. But these thorns, as they climb up, they scratch their skin, so it would be still miserable again. And then you have hot rivers. When you saw the river, well, it's better to be jumping the river. It would be hotter there because it is filled with molten iron. So these are the four media, so very miserable one. Now, I think this would be quite enough. So eight niryas. No? And then if you go above, you have the celestial abodes. Now there are six celestial abodes. We give the names to Maharajika, Tavatinsa Yama Tusita Nimanarati, and Pranimita Vasavati. So that's the two Maharajika realm. No? So the above, the top plane is, they say, about 42,000 yojanas above the earth surface, they say. So one yojana is equal to about 8 miles. So these numbers are actually not important. And we thought these numbers to be put down by the author, by referring to some the old writings. Because you need not note this down. So you remember some of the low Maha, the two Maharajika Devas, they also exist on the earth. We call them the upbound Deva. Now the Kavadins are, so you get the six, the six Deva realm. With the human realm, you call them the seven Kama Sukati plane. So you have the four Apaya abodes. So the four Apaya abodes would be three and the hell. And then you have three first Jhana, plane, three second jhana planes, and three third jhana planes, and seven fourth jhana planes, altogether 16 Rupa Brahma. And with the four Arupa Brahma, you get 20 Brahma planes and 11 Kama planes, so that will make up 31 planes of existence. So we get those 31 planes down. So let's go to the... So if you get read, you like to know some more detail, we describe that in the book, so you can read it. Well, you shall go to the page 176. So that's good to finish that. Because it's good for relation between bhumi and person. We have just described the 12 types of persons, pukala. Now we are going to locate them in their respective bhumi. Now you go to number one there. In the four apaya abodes, only jogati ahituka person is found. So, you agree with that. Because of the 12 types of person, the jogati ahituka person means the woeful person. So, they live in the four apaya abodes. Now, number two, in the human realm, and to maharajika realm, 11 types of persons, with the exception of the dogati ahituka person, are present. So, you have to remember the 12 types of person that we have just discussed on page 168. So, you can look back on page 168 there. So, of the four types of dwellings, number one, dogati ahituka pugla, they are the woeful person, so they belong to the woeful abode. Now, the other three types, the other three types of dwelling, we say the sukati ahituka pugla, retarded human being, and deva, the retarded one, they exist in the human plane. And dvihetuka and tihetuka, the dwellings we have, so we belong to them. So, those three types of person, and all the four megata, and all the four plata, they can exist in the human world, as well as in the Chaturmaharajika world. So we say we have 11 types of persons, in these two realms. Okay, you get that? No? So we go to number three. Number three, in the five higher sensuous blissful planes, 10 types of persons with the exception of Dogati the exception of Dogati Ahituka person and the Sugati Ahituka person are present. So in the above five Deva planes, now we are talking about in these five Deva planes, you don't have the first two types of person. No, since the woeful birds would not belong to them. And they don't have the retarded devas also in there. So you have only the remaining 10 types of person. Okay? Now we can go to number 4. In the 10 Rupa Brahma planes, with the exception of Asanya Sapta and 5 Sudharasa, 1 Tihetuka Puduchana person and the 8 Ariya persons are present. So now we are going to the Brahma, the Rupa Brahma realm. So now we are accepting Asanya Sakya realm. Asanya means they don't have any sanya, this Brahma. No, if you don't have any sanya, sanya means perception, one chaita seeker. If you don't have sanya, sanya associated with all the chaita, you remember? They belong to the Sabha Chaita Sadharana. If no Sanya, no Chaita, no Chaita, no Nama. So this Brahma, they have only body, no Chaita. So this one type of Brahma. Satya means being. So the being without Sanya. So we call them Asanya Satya Brahma. And the 5 Sudha Vasa. Sudha means pure. Vasa means abode. The pure abodes, that means, and only anagami, the non-returner, and arahat can exist here. So we accept these 6. Now, with the exception of these 6 planes, you have 10 planes here. So the number of persons in 10 planes would be the tihetuka walling. No, the tihetuka walling. So you must set the tihetuka brahma, okay? They are not arahats yet. So while you are in the human realm, you can develop this jhana. Because you are a tihetuka person, you can develop this jhana. So when you die, you become a tihetuka walling. Now these Brahmas, by listening to the Dhamma, they become ariya. No, even by listening to the Dhamma, they become ariya. So you have all the 8 types of ariya. There's 4 megata and 4 plata, just like in human being. So you have 9 types of persons there. Okay? Now, let's go to number five. In the Asanya Sata heaven, only one Sukati, Ahutuka person, who is born with Jivita Rupa, only is present. So they have no Chitta. They are born with Rupa. No, we say they are born with Jivita Rupa. So we call them the Sukati Ahituka person. So, no, they belong to the number two type of person, the Sukati Ahituka. They are born in the Sukati blissful plane, but Ahituka, no roots because no Chitta. No, since these Brahma have no Chitta, no roots. So they belong to the Sukati Ahituka person. Now, let's go to number six. In the five Suddhavasa heaven. So, we just tell you, these five Suddhavasa heaven. Now, Anagami Palapha person, Aratha Megapha person, and Aratha Palapha person are present. The Anagami, who attained the fourth jhana in the human realm, are born here after their expiration in the human realm. In due course, they attain the Arhatship in the Suddhavasa heavens. So, those Anagami, we say the Anagami, who attain the fifth Rupa Vajra Jhana, the fifth Rupa Vajra Jhana. When they die, they will be reborn here in the Suddhavasa realm. So when they got there, they can also meditate, or without meditation. But the momentum of the meditation they have done in the human world, automatically, they would become Aratha Mega and Phala. They would attain Aratha Mega and Phala. So you can have Aratha Mega person and Aratha Plata person also, only three types of person. Now let's go to number seven. In the four Arupa planes, seven Arya persons, with the exception of Sotapati Megatha person, and one Tihetuka Pudujana person are present. Sotapati Mega is not attainable in this plane. Sotapanna persons who attain Arupa Jhana in the human realm may be reborn in Arupa planes, and they may attain higher Mega Santra in due course. So, this is something very interesting. In this four Arupa planes, you will have Tihetuka, no wallings, the Pudujana Brahmas there. There's a walling. So, as a human being, you can attain the food Arupa Jhana, one of the four Arupa Vajra Jhana. Now, if you are a walling, when you die, you will be reborn in this Arupa plane as a walling. So, you have the Tihetuka Pudujana person there. But that person, when he was reborn in this Arupa plane, he cannot listen to the Dhamma. No, since in Arupa Brahma, they don't have any Rupa, no eyes, no eyes, no ears. They cannot listen to the Dhamma, they cannot see the Dhamma, they cannot come to the Dhamma, to the Buddha, they cannot come. No, they cannot move. So, just Nama there, just stay there. So, you cannot attain the Mecca. No, so, when we say, there are eight realms where you cannot attain the Mecca, so they include this four Arupa planes and Asanya Sata Brahma. Now this Asanya Sata, they had no mind, no mind. So they cannot become Arya. And the same thing with the Pudujana here. They cannot attain Mega and Pla. No? Now, in the human realm, you are a Sotapanna, and you develop the Arupa Jhana. You also have the Arupa Jhana, and you are a Sotapanna. Then when you die, you will be reborn here as a Sotapanna. No? As a Sotapanna. If you are a Sakadagami, you will be reborn as a Sakadagami. If you are Anagami, you will be reborn there as Anagami. So after arriving there, you attain the higher Mega and Pla automatically. So we have the higher Mega person there, and all the four Plata person there, right? But not Sotapati Mega person there. Okay. Also you have seven types of Arya and Tihetuka Wali. So these are the person, not that 10 exist in these respective realms. So, not with that, I think we can stop for today. Satu, satu, satu.